Welcome to AM Best Audio.
I'm Lori Chortis for AM Best TV, and we're at the NAMIC Annual Convention in San Diego. Joining us now is Lauren Magro. She's a financial analyst at AM Best. Lauren, welcome. So great to see you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Lori. Thank you for having me. Great to see you too.
So Lauren, what new trends and opportunities are you seeing in the mutual insurance market today?
Yeah, so, you know, the main thing, and we touch on this in our report, that we're seeing is a strong turnaround in operating results for the segment. You know, we've kind of seen improvements from an operating performance perspective over the past few years, with that, you know, continuing in 2024 and into 2025. We've also seen the segment produce surplus growth and strengthen their capital position. The surplus through 2024 for the segment grew by 9.3%, which was much higher than the prior year. And a lot of that being driven by strong premium growth. Over the past few years, we've seen premium growth at levels that we haven't seen historically for the segment. So a lot of that driving this improvement from an operating performance perspective. And then just adding to that, we've seen steady and growing net investment income, which has contributed to these operating earnings.
Well, as you mentioned the report, and AM Best just recently released its latest market segment report on the P&C mutual insurance market. According to the report, Lauren, how have pricing adjustments helped mutual insurers improve loss ratios despite rising costs for auto and building materials?
Yeah, so, you know, by pricing adjustments, the main one we all think of, right, is rate increases, which a lot of mutual insurers have implemented and have taken over the past several years. But we also mean, you know, changes to inflation guard factors, deductible changes, really anything that goes into driving premium levels higher for mutual companies. You know, while loss costs have kind of remained at these higher levels and have stabilized at these higher levels, as the segment achieves rate adequacy, premium levels have grown, right? So they're able to absorb these losses at these higher premium levels, which, you know, drives improvement in the loss ratio.
How is consolidation through mergers and acquisitions affecting mutual insurers' market position and strategy?
Yeah, so we definitely have seen some consolidation in the mutual space. You know, I wouldn't say it's directly affected their market position. You know, if you look at mutual's market position relative to the total PC industry 5 years back, and then you look at it today, it's remained fairly the same. So even though we're seeing this consolidation, their market position is remaining dominant. From a strategy perspective, you know, there's reasons why we're seeing this consolidation. You know, some of that being driven by M&A activity, by affiliations. You know, and some of the strategy thought behind that for mutual insurers, you know, we feel has to do with the reinsurance market. You know, you look back in 2022 and 2023, for some carriers, you know, it was tough to place programs. They were, you know, facing much higher costs for their programs. So, you know, affiliating and, you know, having two companies, say, merged into one or affiliated into one gives them a better chance to, you know, facilitate reinsurance placements and absorb those costs. You know, and the other part of that being diversification, right, from a geographic and a product perspective. You know, you take two insurers, maybe one's on the West Coast, one's on the East Coast. You know, merging together or affiliating together promotes, you know, a greater spread of risk and a greater way to diversify themselves and manage their loss exposures.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Well, technology and AI has certainly been a big topic here this week at the conference. Which technology trends today are reshaping underwriting and risk selection?
Yeah, you know, the point that I want to make first is, you know, various different insurers may find certain technology initiatives to be more helpful for their business than others. You know, and by that I mean, you know, you look at a mutual insurer who's maybe writing primarily in a rural area, they may find certain technology initiatives to be more helpful than an insurer that's writing primarily in cities. But, you know, some of the trends that we have seen over the past few years, one of them being drones and aerial imagery, you know, really enhancing the inspection process and allowing insurers to, you know, more adequately see what the roof size is or what the roof age is or what the roof is made of. You know, another thing that we're seeing is maybe cameras or sensor-based devices that are actually able to alert when there's a higher risk of fire in a home or a dwelling that an insurer writes. And then, you know, the other thing that comes to mind is telematics, right? And that's been huge in the auto space. You know, the ability to kind of gauge a driver's habits or how much they're on the road, what their mileage is like, allows insurers to kind of adjust their underwriting criteria and their underwriting strategies based on the results from that. So,
and Lauren, looking ahead, what mm-hmm. might we see in the P&C mutual insurance market in the next, let's say, 12 to 24 months?
Yeah, you know, the big one I think we're going to see is we're going to see premium growth start to slow. You know, we've already kind of seen that through 2024 and 2025. While it has remained at higher levels relative to historical trends, we've seen it slow from, you know, 2023. So we'd expect that to continue as more insurers are reaching rate adequacy. You know, a lot of insurers were pushing rate in 2022, 2023, and now we're seeing the benefit of that. So maybe they're not taking as much rate, and we'd expect that to fall slightly. You know, we do expect the profitable results to continue for the segment now that they have achieved rate adequacy. But with that, we'll be, you know, monitoring the impact of tariffs. We'll be monitoring, you know, the impact of continued inflation or even, you know, other factors, weather. Weather's a huge factor that's extremely unpredictable. So, you know, and the other part of that, we'll continue to see mutual insurers focusing on underwriting strategies, ways to mitigate, you know, cat losses, investment losses in their book of business. And, you know, to your point before, continued technology initiatives that are, you know, reshaping an underwriting perspective. I think we'll continue to see all of that.
Absolutely. So, yeah. Lauren, so great to see you again. Thank you so much for joining us. Greatly appreciate it.
Great to see you too, Lori. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. For AM Best TV in San Diego, I'm Lori Chortis.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.